Support for KNKX comes from the Great Washington Shakeout. Did you know that standing in doorways during an earthquake is not recommended? Drop, cover, and hold on. Join the largest statewide earthquake drill at 10:17 a.m. on Thursday, October 17th. Get prepared and learn what to do during an earthquake. Register at shakeout.org/Washington.
It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
I was tuning in the 6 o'clock newscast, and the weatherman mentioned snow. As soon as I heard that fall out of work, I was making my plans to go.
Well, lots of people probably headed for the hills this week as we got a lot of snow in our passes. It's been clear and cold here in the lowlands, too. Some are calling it historically cold, though it's going to warm up a bit this weekend. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's going to explain that weather and what it might mean for the coming winter. Also, the success of weather forecasting in Northern California, where PG&E shut off power to prevent wildfires. First, let's get our forecast here, Cliff.
Well, Bellamy, it's cold this morning. There's frost outside from my window. A lot of places are in the 20s, so you know, cold, crisp morning with relatively clear skies. Today's going to be just a perfect fall day. Temperatures getting up to the upper 50s, lower 60s, sunny. But there's going to be a change over the weekend. A weak front is approaching. Now, it's coming in very slowly, so I think most of Saturday is going to be dry with some increasing cloudiness. Temperatures getting up around 60. But then later in the day on Saturday, this weak front will come in. There'll be showers on the coast, some sprinkles here, so cloudy and a little bit of light rain over Saturday night into Sunday morning. But that'll move through, and I expect Sunday to be partly cloudy with not much rain at all. Maybe a sprinkle or two in the AM, but not much. And we'll have partly cloudy skies, temperatures getting into the upper 50s. So, you know, really a pretty boring weekend coming up. The next rain, the real rain, is not going to be till Tuesday night into Wednesday. There's a strong front coming in. So Monday should be relatively dry.
But I read on your blog that this past week we even had a little bit of snow somewhere in Bellevue, I think. It probably didn't stick. But, I mean, what is going on with the cold we've been having? It's earlier than ever, some are saying.
Well, we had a cold spell. I mean, we've had unusually cold air. This number of low temperature records have been broken throughout the Northwest. And then on Tuesday, we had a situation where a front went through, cold, unstable air came in, and the snow level dropped. So you got to the passes and above, it was snowing, and there was some mixed snow as low as 1,200 feet. So some of the higher hills in Bellevue got a little bit of a few snowflakes came in. What really got people's attention was that there was a Puget Sound convergence zone on Tuesday where the air came around the Olympics, converged over Puget Sound, and produced this band of heavier precipitation that resulted in about a foot of snow in Stevens Pass. It was extraordinary. So it was winter up there, and then Snoqualmie got a piece of that later on.
But there's really nothing we can say about the coming winter. This is just early cold and wet?
Well, the reason we had this cold was this upper-level wave pattern got amplified, a ridge over the eastern Pacific, then a very, very sharp trough. So this is a weather feature, an amplification of the jet stream that did the trick. Now, for the coming winter, right now, it looks like it's going to be a neutral year, so it's not El Niño, not La Niña. And so there's no reason to expect the temperatures won't be anything but normal precipitation, normal. So, you know, that's what we expect for this winter. But quite frankly, the skill is not very substantial.
But there is a lot of forecasting skill for the Diablo winds in Northern California. You've been writing about the success of using that information to shut off the power this week and prevent wildfires.
That's right. I mean, yesterday was a triumph for weather prediction. Our models for about a week were suggesting we were going to get strong offshore flow, easterly flow into Northern California. And there we called it Diablo winds. The same kind of winds down in Southern California are called Santa Ana winds. So we had these strong Diablo winds that were predicted. And these were the winds that are associated with some of the big fires in California, the Wine Country fires in 2017 and the unbelievable Camp Fire last year. So we found out that most of the fires were associated with failing power infrastructure, PG&E's power lines. And so what happened this year was preemptively PG&E shut the power off to much of rural Northern California. So outside of San Francisco and Sacramento, they blacked out the power. And so that prevented any of these faulty lines from starting fires. And it worked. We had very severe winds, winds gusting to 70, 80 miles per hour in the hills. These are the kind of winds that would have started fires, would have caused the electrical system to fail and spark. And with the power outage, we didn't have any fires. So it was extraordinary. You know, we avoided the just disastrous events of the last 2 years.
And yet there's still fire happening in Southern California where those Santa Ana winds take place.
That's right. So the same general situation, the high pressure in the interior, offshore flow, creates Santa Ana winds in Southern California. And so those are very dangerous, too. But there, you know, other things start fires. There's a lot of human-initiated fires. There's a tremendous number of people down there. And so, you know, shutting off the power doesn't necessarily help. And with the Santa Anas, a number of fires started in the hills, like above San Fernando and other places. And so we have some significant fires burning right now in Los Angeles.
Is there any role for weather forecasting in Southern California to help in preventing these fires?
Well, certainly the forecasts were excellent. We knew that the risk was there. So, I mean, what you need to do is basically be very careful. I mean, the population has to be warned, you know, that they have to be very, very careful not to start fires. And people have to be ready to evacuate if they're in vulnerable areas. And in fact, some people didn't get, you know, very much warning last night, and they had to run from their houses with like 5 minutes warning. So maybe we can do better with our weather forecasts.
Indeed. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.